Yo,
Yo,
what up, what up?
so,
Huh?
now you can hear
I can hear you just fine. Can you hear me?
me?
Oh man, Red said he's gonna be a little behind. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Digga Jones. That's Two Gun Tony. Red will be on in a minute, and we are the Troublemakers. Yeah, like normally I'm good at this, so it's just like one of those things. It's just like, yeah. So,
like it's just like, yeah.
I mean, like, again, for the most part, I'm, like I said, good at this, but I am battling a bad headache right now. So, like, and I'm yawning. But I'm a power through the show, so.
Yeah, how long Red said he was going to be?
Let me go back to the message. Red said, give me a couple minutes, so. A couple minutes and CPT is 5 minutes.
Yeah, just want to wait 5 minutes to send it?
No. I already sent it. Yeah, I think he's just going to jump on the link when he's ready.
Okay.
But, shit. Yeah, we got some topics to talk about tonight.
Uh-huh.
So, and believe it or not, the topics came from you.
Not all of them.
Oh, no, yeah, one came from me.
Mm-hmm.
Word, word, word. So, hold on. Making sure Red didn't say anything else. That's going to kill me tonight. Yawning.
Yawning.
Yeah. They're working my ass to death. Pause. At work. At work, that is. Oh, so I had a listener, because I can't see who sends me these messages on Anchor.
Yeah.
Who asks, what does quote-unquote pause mean? So let me explain. I think we explained this on the show before, did we not?
Yeah, was it a guy or a girl last time?
It was a female that said this.
So,
if you've never listened to the show before, anytime we use the phrase quote-unquote pause, it means we said something that could be misconstrued as some gay shit.
Yeah, no homo.
So if, yeah, same thing as no homo, but do you know no homo is actually what's not politically correct anymore? That's why we say pause.
Who cares?
So if I say, you know, like, yo, man, I was eating some meat, I'll put pause after that because... Yeah, that's how we gotta do shit, dog.
No homo.
No homo. Pause. Same shit.
That's what it means.
Shit. So when's the last time you got a hey big head message? I'm joking. I'm joking. Oh man.
Get into your message.
You said what?
I said, let's not get into your messages.
Touche, my nigga. Touche. Word. That's like that blackmail type shit right there. Word.
that jam screen shit right there.
But, okay, I do want to say something for the listeners who listened last week. Thank you, guys, because I wasn't the only one that remembered that Care Bear song, Gunner.
Well, see, I don't really remember part two like that. Like, I vaguely remember the movie. I don't remember part two like that.
Like you said, part two was something that Red and I used to watch almost daily.
See, part one was my shit.
Yo, what up?
What up, what up? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Red is on the show finally.
Yeah, I had to. I wasn't home yet, so I had to get home.
Gotcha. So, Red, I just want to say the categories tonight are brought to you by Gunner and yours truly.
All right.
So
what are we doing?
Do you want to say? Do you want to just jump into the show? You got anything to say to the people, or?
No, I'm ready. Let's get into it. What is it?
The first subject is, why aren't men loved unconditionally?
That's a good question. You know, to me, you know what I think, though?
What's that?
I don't – I'm a firm believer when it comes to love. Like, there's, like, really no true meaning of love. I think love means different things to different people, right? So, like, somebody may think that they love somebody unconditionally, but, like, it may not be love to the other person, if that makes sense. But I also think that the reason why I also think one of the key elements and one of the main reasons why men aren't loved unconditionally is because it's just it's almost like I don't want to say force of habit, but it's almost like that's just the way that people were groomed. You know what I mean? Like people were groomed to have it or have the thought process that in order to, I mean, you can love.
Wait, like, first things first. Can y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah.
You can love somebody. I just had a phone call and I hung up on him real fast. So it was just like, okay.
Everybody waits till now to call you. Why is that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Someone said they do it on purpose.
Right.
The hotline blinks. If the hotline blinks out, we're gonna.
Word.
Nah, but I think that like everybody just had embedded in them that mindset that a man has to give in order to receive, if you will. You know what I mean? Like right. they have to be able to provide security, housing of some sort or something. I don't know.
So you're saying love nowadays is transactional? Basically, you do something for me, then I can give you love, or...
It's transactional for some, not for all. I don't want to put everybody in that category.
Oh, no. I'm not saying for all. I'm just saying, you know.
But what I feel like for men is like everybody from the point when they were young, boys have always been taught that they have to be providers, or they have to be the breadwinners. They have to offer like a force of security, right? If a young man has a sister, what is the brother's responsibility? Oh, protect his sister, right?
Protect her. That's what I said.
Right. And then, like, the women look for that, but since it's embedded at an early age, I mean, that's just something that just the mindset of people. I don't know, man. The world's different now. They got like how Dave Chappelle say the ABC people.
Mm.
And then you know that may change the dynamic just a little bit. I hope we don't get canceled for that.
Mm-hmm.
Gunner.
What? My turn?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, it's like it's a man is loves like on the condition of what he can do for you.
What he can provide, right.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if that starts from like young, like Red was saying, because even, you know, boys are usually bred to be more tough. Right. They're not worried about all that lovey-dovey shit. Like, you know, you have a daughter that she's a little princess. She can't do no wrong. You know? So it's kind of like just something society's put on us. But then, you know, it's kind of bad that, like, it's bad that when you think about it, like the only way you can get love is by what you could do for somebody.
Right.
You know, and then you have men who almost think the same way. Like they only like you depending on what you could do for them.
Correct.
And in a regular friendship level. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
And then, you know, like dogs are loved unconditional, animals are loved unconditionally, but with man, it's just almost your worth is put up before anything else.
And that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, I mean, dogs are loved unconditionally unless the owner's Michael Vick.
Wow.
I mean, well, let's not put that on him because he said it was his cousins, but.
I must say, but the reason why I don't think men are loved unconditionally anymore is because we had a breed of females, a breed of society who was just like, look, you know, it's all about what that man can do for you. So you had a track back in 99 called Bills, Bills, Bills. Right? And I always bring it back to this song. The chorus is, can you pay my bills? Can you pay my automobiles? Can you pay my telephone bills? Maybe then we can chill. And that it became embedded in people's, you know, female heads. And it was just one of those things that, you know, like, I remember, like, what was it? Our junior year of high school's Two Gun, where women was, you know, singing a song all in the hallways and shit like that.
That was, like, number one for, like, song was number one for, like, 5-6 weeks.
For real.
So, and then you got women like Sierra, who just came out with this track, you know, like, that man's good for nothing. If he's not doing nothing for you, then, you know, he's worthless, this, that, and the third. So you got a whole generation of millennials being raised off of that.
I mean, it started in the 80s. If you think about that the Eddie Murphy joke, ain't nothing going on but the rent. Got to have a J-O-B before you can get with me.
That's true. And that was the actual song in the 80s. Well, yeah, what was the lady that get Gwen Guthrie?
Something like that.
Yeah. I mean, no romance without finance. I'm like, God damn.
You know what's funny about that? I'm pretty sure we can find so many other examples too.
And that's why Akinelli had to come up with the song "Girl, Will You Fuck Me for Free?"
Like, but guess what? But guess what? That? When Akinelli came out with that, it's misogynistic.
Mm. That's true.
I'm just gonna let you know, bitch. I'm broke, but I want some pussy. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing going on but the rent. You know what I mean?
No, but...
But see, the thing where people got fucked up is bitches want men to do husband things but not be on a wife level. Like, men worked, but they forgot how hard women used to work. They cooked, cleaned, took care of the kids. They even did garden work. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They went to PTA meetings. They did, you know what I'm saying? A lot of things. They wasn't just sitting around.
You know what that reminds me of? Scarface had a line in a song called Greed, said, whatever happened to the women like mama who used to feed the family off of love and $12? I was like, God damn.
Well, let me think. So let me play devil's advocate with that for a second.
Okay.
Right? If a man's expectation is to take care of the bills like that, do you think it should be the woman's expectation to take care of all those kind of things? Because if the man is out in the world making the money, he's the breadwinner, and he's paying all the bills and things like that, like, when that the person who was staying home with the kids, wouldn't you think it's their responsibility to do the dishes, do the clothes, take care of the kids? I mean, obviously there's going to be some give or take there that you both can do it, but, like, at the end of the day, is it fair that you go out and work all day and then you come home and all that shit isn't done?
It's not fair. And then again, like, people don't understand. In order, you know, to support a family means that's way more time away from the house.
Facts.
If it's a one-income household. So you're losing a lot of the growing up time that you get to spend with your kids just by working.
Yeah.
you know what I mean?
But everybody has a job, right? Everybody has a job, right? And the way I feel, me personally, is I feel like everybody's job is of equal importance. You know what I mean? Yep. And sometimes, like, some people don't see that, so you argue about it, and you think that somebody's job is more important than others. But you can do it into a sense of where you look and you think that everybody has a job, and everybody's job is of equal importance. I don't think that one person's role, based off of what they do, trumps the other, because it's needed, it's necessary. Like, if I'm going to be the one out there going to work, spending 40, 50 hours a week somewhere so I can make the money to pay for this stuff,
You know what I mean? Then your responsibility is to maintain the house, maintain the home. Even if it was reversed, like even if I was the stay-at-home father or the men was the stay-at-home dad, because there are a lot of stay-at-home dads out there.
And yeah, women, especially nowadays.
And women at work, like it's still the same thing. Like if she goes out there and she's working and she's paying the bills and doing whatever, there should be no reason possible. Is somebody shuffling dice?
Sounds like a horse galloping.
Yeah. I don't know what that was.
Word.
Yeah, but there should be no reason possible that she comes home and like shit's not done. You know what I mean? Like the house isn't clean, dinner, like yeah,
On top of that, it depends on the age of the children because you can give them responsibilities too.
Fact.
And then again, a lot of females want a lot of extra stuff on top of what they're already getting.
Elaborate.
Like this whole social media world got people thinking, you know, any and everybody could just be rich all of a sudden. It doesn't work like that.
No.
Yep, sure. I agree. And you know what else social media got fucked up? Social media also got it fucked up that people's roles are a lot more important and higher than what they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like you see a lot of bloggers and things on there. Like there's a lot of bloggers that I'll just say this just because I'm familiar with them, but there's like a lot of stay-at-home mom bloggers, right?
Right.
And but just like social media, they have an agenda, and their agenda is to glamorize their stay-at-home mom life, but then also also talk about like how hard it is, and oh, it's the hardest job out there is to be a stay-at-home mom. I agree, but then I don't agree because there's a lot of other stuff that you can do as a stay-at-home mom. I believe that doesn't really hinder a lot of stuff. You know what I mean? Like
being a stay-at-home mom can't be that hard if she's over there blogging.
You know what I mean? Like, but that's the perception. That's the perception that social media wants you to gain. It's in the reverse of that is also is that perception that a lot of people online are just like, oh, I got to go to work. I do all this stuff and blah, blah, blah. And then sometimes it's not as hard as you think it is to go to work. To do some of these things, you know what I mean? Like that's why I don't buy anything that's on social media for the most part.
I think a lot of people mental stability nowadays is just bad. Like nobody can't handle the simple things anymore.
Fact.
Like it's simple things that's so hard to handle.
Could you cover that a little bit more, please?
The simplest shit. Like the simplest thing. People will complain about anything. Standing in a line or, you know what I mean? Anything that you can complain about, they're complaining about it. Got soft, really soft.
Yo, it's wild because if you think about it, like, you think about our parents, it's like, I think about, like just our mom, right? Because digging what we both had, we have both parents that both work, but right. Like I can't envision any female that I know now other than my sister because she does this, but any female that I know now, like any of the newer females, any of the exes that I've had who can pull off some of the miraculous shit that our parents did. You know what I mean? I've never
and
had,
they really don't want to anymore. That's the thing.
Don't. I've never.
You have a lot that will, but like the complainingness about everything now. Just complain.
And on top of that, the thing about it is, this is probably why some men aren't loved unconditionally because in my line of work, I see a bunch of men who just don't want to even do the bare minimum.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I tell some of these fathers, hey, look, man, you know, this job's hiring. You could do this, you could do that. You can go all up and down Rivers Avenue, and what do you see? Two words, now hiring, now hiring, now hiring. And you know what a bunch of these people say? That job's not for me.
Mm.
Like, going back to what Two Gun said, we have a generation of softies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Red, do you remember when I was working at Best Buy and McDonald's at the same time and I didn't even need two jobs?
Yeah, I do.
The thing about it is, you know, I can't imagine myself not working or not working hard. But we're in a generation where, especially men, who are being beggars and choosers. I mean, who are being, you know, very choosy and not begging about their jobs. I had one guy who had no income coming in. I said, look, dog, Burger King is hiring for $18 an hour starting out. You know what he said? Hmm. I ain't flipping nobody's burgers.
You know why? Yeah, I'm going to tell you why. The reason for that is also the stigma that people put on society, right? For some people, a job is a job and a way to get income. But then, like, once again, going back to the whole men being loved unconditionally and the perception that most females put on men is, if I'm standing in the club, right, and I'm standing in the club next to another dude, Paul, right, and a chick walks up to talk to us, right. The other dude makes $20 an hour because they up the minimum wage in mostly fast food places. But he makes $20 an hour flipping burgers, and I'm standing there and I make $20 an hour selling electronics. Who do you think that she's going to flow with?
The electronics.
Probably selling
electronics. Right. Because it's all about the perception that certain jobs and things like that create for some folks.
Listen, you got some fast food places that get paid more than me. Mm. And there's a bunch of guys out there like, yo, no, I want a job like you, Mr. Laurie. I said, you don't want that shit.
Yeah, but the crazy thing is, it's like that goes back into that age old perception of, like, what did they used to say in high school and stuff? Well, if you don't pass this class or you don't get your education, you're gonna be somewhere flipping burgers. You know what I mean? True. Not knowing that within the next 15, 20 years, they don't raise the minimum wage at some of these fast food restaurants to higher than what it is. It's some of these, like, jewelry stores and shit like that.
Yeah, but the way everything is so expensive, it kind of had to. And with the fast food thing, you're not guaranteed full-time hours.
That's true.
You know, even though you might be making 18, you might only be able to work 25 hours.
I'm going to tell you like this, though. I'll be working and eating at the same time. That covers two problems.
You better.
No, but like, the point I'm trying to make is like,
you got to do what you got to do, basically.
Yeah, for some people, you got to do what you got to do, and that may be the only option that you have right there. But, like, are you really going to find a real woman that's going to respect that?
We'll see.
Probably not.
So, I'm going to go ahead and segue into the next topic. So Two Gun came up with this dope topic, and I was like, yo, we gotta talk about this shit. So the next topic is men with female tendencies.
Are we talking about, like when we say female tendencies, what are we talking about?
Bitch assness.
Yeah.
Just...
So, like,
it's like society, men in society are a whole lot different than they used to be.
So, like, I'll give you an example. Say I'm on the phone with you, right, Red?
Right.
I'm like, yo, I'm getting busy at work. I'll call you back. So, you call me at 8 o'clock at night, like, didn't you say you were going to call me back? You know?
And these men that we talking about, and I'm going to say this without hopefully getting canceled, but these men that we talking about, they're not gay.
They're not gay.
They're just bitches.
They're just acting. They're just bitch-like.
Just a lot of feminine tendencies.
Because even Bow Wow said on an interview that males are more groupies than females. Like, let's just say you and I were, you know, having a coffee, right? And yeah. Let's just say that, you know, like, I don't know, somebody that we used to chill with in high school, you know, comes around and whatever, whatnot, and you're knocking me over just to say hi to that person, like a bitch, you know, just, hey, I mean,
I mean, if you say hey like that, he is a bitch.
Oh, well. Or, you know, let's just say it's an anniversary of some sort, right? And you call me and be like, well, aren't you going to tell me happy anniversary? I'm like, for what? Yo, this is the first time we did XYZ, so on and so on and so on. Like, some real...
Bro, that's real weird.
Real mid-level bitch shit.
That's bitch essence right there. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Like, when did this all start?
But the thing about it, but that's all I was about to say, the thing about it is men are getting too comfortable doing this shit.
Like, man, I just think I think that's just the style of today, and a lot of it does have to flow with, you know, like, just some of the stuff that people see and do on social media, you know what I mean? Like
one of the things I hate, I'm sorry to, you know, cut you off, one of the things I hate is when you're walking down the street and this dude just go, okay, I see you, twin. Like, nigga, what? I don't know why that bothers me, but it does.
Oh, man. There's a lot to unpack with this. And what I think is this. I think people are, I mean, obviously, there's a lot that goes into it. It goes into, like, the shift of what people think is cool. You know what I mean? So like, and a lot of it has to do, I think a lot of it has to do with music. Because you look at rap and hip-hop and even R&B and I mean, shit, country music and fucking rock music, for that matter, of what it used to be. And, like stuff that they're rapping about and how they dress and stuff like that. Because a lot of people pull their culture and stuff from, like, music and TV shows and shit like that. There was a lot of that masculinity that they had behind that. Yeah, I mean, there were some moments in the 90s where it was suspect, but, like, never did you see, like, your favorite rapper and your top-of-the-line rapper wearing things like fingernail polish and fucking dresses. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Like you don't see that shit. You know what I mean? Like, at all. But now all the new age motherfuckers, it's like when, like that's what's popular. That's what's popping. Motherfuckers are wearing purses. Did you see all the motherfuckers at the All-Star game with goddamn purses and shit?
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
No, but I was actually going to say a point, and it was going to ruffle some feathers. And I know it's going to ruffle feathers because I talked about it at work, and I ruffled feathers. So I see this story. I think it was on MSN, right? And it was this father who encouraged his son to paint his fingernails because he thought they were pretty. Now, I don't mind a boy thinking that, you know, fingernails are pretty, whatever, whatnot. But I would never sit there and encourage my son to do fingernails or, you know, color his fingernails. And even when my son was growing up and he's just like, you know, I want fingernails like Alicia. I'm like, no, you know, that's not a boy thing.
Yeah,
I understood he played with dolls because that's what some of the toys in the house, whatever, whatnot. You know what I mean? But not like female dolls. Like, he played with the Ken figures and shit like that. But he always said, you know, I don't want a girl doll. I just want the boy doll. And, you know, I sat there and I spoke with his mom and I compromised. I said, look, if he wants to play with a Ken doll, let him play with a Ken doll. Let it be a black one. But
Play with a Ken doll. It is my take. Also, because you're going to have those boys who want to do that. And then, like, anybody can grow up to be what they want to be. That's, like, what most of them, like, if you will. You know what I mean? Like some of those guys who have that, and they're feminine, when they grow up, they end up being gay. Or they end up being, like, bisexual or something like that. But damn it, you knew it. You know what I mean? Because they picked that side. What I'm talking about when we talk about feminine motherfuckers is those thugged out niggas who are feminine simply because they see it as a style. You know what I mean?
And like being very gossipy, very wanting to expose things, talking. Yeah.
So the worst one of it all to me is somebody like a fucking Young Thug. Right? Fucking Young Thug, it's like that's what I think of, right? So this is a motherfucker who YSL, like motherfucking war dresses, fucking halter tops and shit. You know what I mean? He got these thug niggas out in the street in the middle of Atlanta. Fucking, I'll bust a cap in your ass, nigga type niggas wearing fucking halter tops, right? But, you know, and acting like bitches because that's the kind of shit that they're portraying.
You know what predicted the feature on that?
What?
The Boondocks.
Well, that shit was coming. It was already coming.
Remember when Gangstalicious had little halter tops and the the tennis skirts and shit?
But they try to do it as like a, like, oh, this is the fashion, this is what it is, like, and it's dug out to be good with your feminist side. I mean, that to me is like, I can't get down with that shit.
And man, I feel like such an old man when I'm in a mall and I see these kids with these like these men with leggings and fucking pearl necklaces and shit, and I'm like, yo, like,
you know what? Weird. Young Doug and the niggas rock that shit, man. They think that shit is funny, man. They think it's cool. I don't think it's cool, me personally. like you do what you do. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. But like, to me, like, just keep that shit over there.
Like, I'm just trying to figure out how we came from like oversized jeans and jewelry and shit to like chokers.
But you know what's funny about that? They be the same motherfuckers. That rock stuff like that, they'd be the same ones that be on their Instagram talking about some, posting those jokes. Oh, my dad used to be in the NBA. Oh, I know you had the game on. My dad used to be in the NBA. Who's your dad? Dwayne Wade. Have you ever seen that shit?
Yeah.
Wow.
Have you ever seen those fucking jokes on Instagram? Yeah. No, but like the same motherfuckers posting that shit like that.
And like I said, even when I go like to shop for jewelry and everything, all they got are fucking choker chains.
Listen, man, people.
Which is one of the reasons why you haven't got your necklace yet, Red.
Yeah, I mean, people, I just chalk that up to being people being impressionable, right? And then, like, the people that they're following that's impressionable are like the folks like the Playboy Cardis, other motherfucker, like Young Doug, Playboy Cardi, and all those bitches who fucking wear. Who dress like that? You like, know what I mean?
Just weird.
little Uzi Vert and all those motherfuckers, man.
Like, remember, Lil Yachty was one of the first people that was wearing the fingernail polish and shit.
Lil Yachty and all the little Peep Perp, whatever the fuck those motherfuckers.
Yeah, he had a whole nail, like, he had a whole filling long nail manicure type shit.
Who?
Lil Pump.
The Gucci Gang, nigga.
Yeah.
But then he wear pearls and shit too.
I don't know, Woody. I know that he had some stripper nails. I know that.
Yo, what's his face? Lil Uzi that has a little halter top and purse, right?
Yeah.
No, Young Doug did the same shit.
All these dudes is wildin'.
Yeah, man. Like I said, man, I just think don't it's get all it. About, I think it's all about people trying to fit in. And to be real with you, you know what I think happened? I think one of these rappers, I'm almost positive one of these rappers was like, yo, I'm going to show you how big of a following I have. I bet you if I wear a dress, these niggas will wear one too.
I mean, I think like, it's almost like a push. Like, just like they pushing a lot of stuff in school and on these cartoons.
Yeah. I think it was strategically put that way on purpose, just to see how big of a movement they have. You know what I mean? Like somebody had to say, nigga, I bet you I can get motherfuckers wearing dresses, man. That's how much pull I got in this motherfucker. He's like, all right, let me see that shit. Bet.
I think it's the powers that be that said, we're going to limit this masculinity and put out the more softer.
But you know what I mean? You know what's funny?
Yeah.
You said cartoons, right, Two Gun?
Mm-hmm.
I was watching this cartoon in passing at work called The Loud House, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know they have a couple on there that's two men that have an adopted child?
Wow.
Dog, listen, bro, when we think about cartoons, everything is trying to keep up with the time. So I watched a show, my son's favorite show is a show called Firebuds. and it's a cartoon on the Disney on Disney Plus. And what it is it's a world that has real people, and then a world that has cars that are people, right? So like whenever they go to whenever they go out to the ice cream stand, they'll have ice cream pops, and then they'll have Oreo shakes. You know what I mean? So anyway, this show has they have this one girl, one of the main characters. She has two moms in the show. That's cool, but do you know that this little bitch, her car, who's like her roommate? You gotta watch the show to understand. But her car has parents, and her car parents have two dads, wow. two fucking daddy cars. That are like to shout me, that was like shout out to the bat. But then, to me, that's too much pushing of like that agenda, if you will. I get the two moms part, but these are motherfucking cars, man. You gonna have gay cars now?
But you know why it's such a push, like, that makes it so weird? Like, back in the day when we were little, our cartoons was boy cartoons, girl cartoons.
Right.
You know what I mean? But then you had cartoons in the middle, like Care Bears. You know what I mean?
Cartoons.
Like, you could be a boy and watch Care Bears. You could be a girl and watch Care Bears. But it was still a distinct difference. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, we're going to watch G.I. Joe, He-Man, Transformers. The girls are going to watch My Little Pony, Strawberry Shortcake, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But now it's like they want to push this gender thing to where...
The inclusion.
And where your gender is assigned and all kind of weird. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like everything is going against nature. Everything is going against a natural way. And that's what's messing a lot of things up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get that.
Like you had Disney cartoons. Boys and girls could watch those. You had boy characters, you had girl characters. It was something for everybody. Now it's like they just want to push certain things.
Now it's
push it on top of you.
Now it's something for everybody.
And what it used to be also, like, even when they got away from the whole boy-girl cartoon, it was always cartoons about, like age groups, right? So you had, like, the cartoons like Recess, which, like, middle school era, like it made you relate to, like, middle school.
Like Doug.
You know what I mean? Doug. Yeah, you know what I mean, like all the, you had those cartoons that would help you relate to like whatever point in your life. Now all the cartoons are just like, okay, I'm gonna make you relate to the type of people that are now in the world.
We're gonna push it on you.
We're gonna push in. Oh, Disney just broke out there and have a cartoon with their first transgender. You know what I mean, like, and they make a big deal and a big announcement. I forgot what cartoon it was, but apparently there's a new cartoon on Disney or something like that. They was like, did Disney just introduce their first transgender so-and-so? You know what I mean? Like, like to really try to push the agenda on people. And I get it. And once again, I always think to the common denominator of how this stuff is, like, I always think of social media because none of this shit occurred before social media. Mm-mm. None of it.
And even when it did, we still knew. Like, now kids are questioning, like, I could be a girl. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or a girl could be like, I could be a boy. I want to be a boy.
But you know what? But you know what's worse than kids questioning that? It's the parents that try to force that.
Force it.
Have you ever like seen or met a parent who tries to force like a gender on their child and their child is not that gender?
And that's the weirdest thing in the world.
It is.
And see, I feel like our generation knew the difference.
We did. Like,
back in the day, we could listen to Boy George, but we never said, I want to be a boy. I mean, I want to, you know what I'm saying? I want to put makeup on.
And you know what's funny?
But go ahead.
We come from a generation that had RuPaul.
For real.
And once again, I want to put this on a point because any of the listeners, I don't want y'all to think that we are against any of that. I'm cool with, if you want to grow up and be whatever you want to be whatever you want to be. I don't care. I'm cool with who you are. And like I said, I don't care. The issue that I have is trying to force somebody in a certain direction, if that makes sense. Like, that's the issue. Like, because right now, like Gunna said, it's like you're stacking the cards. You're not actually giving that person an opportunity to kind of be who they want. It's kind of like, hey, here's a transgender. Why don't you check this out? And I'm going to put this in your face, and maybe you want to be this. Or, you know what I mean? Like that's not giving that person, like, the opportunity to explore and be what they want to be. I like are those, like to me, when I'm talking about this, I'm thinking about those parents who's like, you know what, I'm going to force my kid to be gay, or I'm going to force my kid to be this and that, or, you know what I mean? And really, at the younger age, where the kids don't, like, they don't really know anything, they don't know no better, and they don't know, like, life like that.
So, like, you're so taking that, away their future, what the future might could have been.
Yeah, and
you're taking away their potential future.
And there's parents out there. There's parents out there who force, like, their kid to be a certain way. You know what I mean?
And you know what kind of boils down to as a kid?
And it's not even.
You can ask a 5-year-old, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" He might say a fireman, a cop, a doctor. At 10, he's going to say something else. At 15, he's going to say something else. At 20, he's going to say something else. At 25, he's going to be something else. You know what I'm saying?
To reinvent yourself every 5 years.
Like, you never know. Like, it's never a definitive thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, fact.
So you push these kids and give them medicines and all kind of stuff to make them different. That's just wrong.
Yeah. Like there was the one lady who forced her child to be disabled just because, like she wanted, like, a disabled child. There's all kinds of stories about this. First it started with, like, these parents who pushed their kids in these fucking pageants and shit because they wanted their kids to be fucking models and things like that. That's how it started. Parents who push their kids to be athletes who don't want it. That's how it started. Now it's gone beyond the pageantry. It's gone beyond being an athlete. It's gone beyond being, like, a singer, a dancer and stuff. And now it's like, well, I want to push my kid to be gay because I just think gay people are cool. You know what I mean? I love gay guys. They have great style and blah, blah, blah. So I want my kid to grow up being gay. Or, oh, I want my child to grow up to be a lesbian just because, you know, I don't want them being hurt by men and what men, you know what I mean? Like I've heard shit and seen shit like that. It's fucking crazy that you would even think that.
Taking away nature's natural course.
Yeah. Now, once again, I do want to reiterate, if you grow up to be what you want to be and you end up being any of those things that we named, it's cool. We don't have an issue with those people. The issue that we have is when you have those folks, like those parents that we just talked about, who try to force that against somebody's, like, better judgment or will, because these are young kids who don't know anybody.
All right, so I'm going to go on to the last subject of the night, okay?
I bet.
I changed it. It says, fellas, what do we offer on the table other than dick? What are we supposed to offer on the table other than dick?
Every time when you ask that question, you know what I thought of?
What?
Have you ever seen, it's like a GIF or a meme or something that I always see it on Instagram, where it's this old man, this old black man, and he's like wearing, like, these sunglasses. He said, "What? You want some dick?"
Who asked that question? Or you just came up with that?
I came up with that.
Okay,
yeah, but I know what you're talking about, Red.
What do men have to offer other than dick? I'm gonna say it like this: if all you have to offer is dick, and all a bitch want is dick, she's gonna get dick. If all a woman has to offer is pussy, that's all a man is gonna want is pussy.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. But when it comes to
what should a man offer other than dick, let's just ask that.
I think it should be. I think what should he offer other than that? I mean, it should be whatever, because this is a slippery slope, because it's going to send us back down to question number one that we had.
Right.
I think he should offer whatever the female is looking for, because females know what they want. You know what I mean? Like, and to Gunner's point, if the female wants some dick, then that's what I'm going to offer you. But if you're looking for some stability, you're looking for like conversation, whatever, I'm going to be able to offer that if that's what you're looking for. Because I know.
You
know what
you thought it was fully?
Well, see, here's where it's a double standard,
oh,
right?
Man.
Here's where it's a double standard, because the feminist movement came around and they kept talking about gender equality. But it's not really gender equality, because it's still a double standard between a man and a woman. A man is a protector, a provider, you know, those type of things. Things that are considered masculine. Right. You know what I mean?
Everything that we talked about in question number one.
But now it's like, if y'all want to really be treated as equal, why is not everything equal? Like, do you want chivalry to kick out the door? Like, bitch, hold the door for me. You right. know what I mean? It's a it like what is there? It's so much confusion with everything now.
Then well, you got everything is pettifogged now.
It is, but at the end of the day, how would the world run without men?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Most of society is built from the labor of men. When it comes to building things and securing things and protecting things. You know what I'm saying? Right. Then you got people who will be like, well, they'll say that chessboard thing. What they'll say, the queen is the most important piece on the chessboard?
Yeah.
But look how many men have to die on that chessboard for the queen to move around freely.
Right.
Fact.
Even down to the bishop, which is a religious figure. All those yeah. have to be taken out just for the queen to move freely.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I like and you, that. Yeah, I like that little metaphor.
Even and you can't the win the like, game. Really? And you can't win the game until you capture the king. You know what I'm saying? So that's like the importance of the king too. Like, it's important both ways. Like Red said earlier, everybody has their own job, but now women think, I'm a woman, I deserve it just because I'm a woman. You're born a woman. Everything right. that a man has, he has to work hard to get it. He just can't get rich off of looks.
And you know what I'm saying? To your point, like, even when it comes to, like, gender equality, like, I'm all for everybody being equal. Any human being equal. But, like, if we're going to do gender equality, then we're not going to put limitations, right? Yeah, I mean, like, I saw a story about a transgender male who joined a women's swim team, and this male was like, this former male was just like out swimming these chicks, and then the chicks got mad, and I'm like, well, we're opening up and being equal, and we're going to allow this person to do this. Then that's some of the difficulty that you're going to face. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the equality of everything else. if it's a female and a male, there's going to be situations to where if they're both given the same job, there's going to be situations where that female may do that job better than the male, and hats off to her. But then there's also going to be those situations to where that male's going to be able to do that job way better than what a female's going to do it. Mm-hmm. You can't knock him for that, or you can't put a crutch behind the female in order for her to feel equal. You know what I mean? So to your point, when you think about something like construction and things like that, right? I typically think of something like heavy lifting. Yes, there's some strong women out there in the world, some bodybuilders and things, but there are probably a higher percentage of men from a muscular standpoint than there is of women from a muscular standpoint. That percentage may be wrong, but I'm just hear me out. If the job is for that man to lift up walls and these tall things like that from a construction standpoint or handle something that that a woman cannot. Like, are you really going to hire that woman just because she's a woman to do it instead of that man?
Does and that then a man sense? Can work 4 weeks out of the month, not three.
Right. Yeah, I mean, like, if like from a woman's standpoint, right? Women are typically better at the nature and nurture because that they have is a gene in their body that makes them better at that, right?
Yeah.
Do you see a lot of these men? Do you see a lot of these daycares running to hire men to watch these kids? No, because typically women are better at stuff like that. So you see a lot more women like running things like daycares than you see a lot of men running. You know what I mean?
I'm certain if there's a man at a daycare, a lot of women would sit there and go to another daycare. Tell you the truth.
They would feel some type of way about
it. They're going to say, what kind of man runs a daycare? He must be a pedophile.
Right.
So unless he was gay, because then he has feminine tendencies, and then they will make that will make the woman feel okay. So like everybody wants to be equal, but nobody is equal. It always baffles my mind that everybody screams equality, but then everybody also with the same tongue say, I'm my own person. Nobody's like me. We're not the same. You know what I mean?
All right, let's land the plane, fellas.
That's just my point.
All right, so.
Yeah, anybody want to be equal till shit hit the fan? Man, when that tire pop, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how to change a tire. Well, shit, we're gonna have to learn today, equal.
But ladies and gentlemen, boys.
Everybody wanna be a nigga, but nobody wanna be a nigga.
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Digga Jones. That's Red. That's Tugan, and we are the Troublemakers. And thank you guys for a great show.
Yeah.
Closing statement. There's no order of appearance, so no, Red Gunner. Red Gunner, myself.
Mm-hmm.
First things first, thank y'all for having me on. Sorry about the delay. Dealing with some, I had to get in the house and stuff.
Why are you saying thank you for having me on? You're a co-host. Like,
I know. I'm saying just thank y'all for, running the show and sorry for the delay. Once again, make sure y'all take care of one another. There's still a lot of crazy things happening in the world. Y'all look out for one another. Make sure y'all watch our backs. It's tax season, so you know these motherfuckers are gonna be out there doing some wicked shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So y'all gotta watch y'all backs out here. These ain't everybody always got your best interest at heart. So y'all keep that in mind. Other than that, y'all just try to leave the world in a better place than what y'all found it, and yep. Take care of one of another. God don't make no mistakes.
All right. Gunner.
Once again, thanks for all the listeners listening in. I don't really got no closing statements.
Word. Okay. So yeah. I do want to bring up something from last week. So the Care Bear song Flying My Colors, there is a lyric that's almost sexually suggestive. Maybe I'm looking at it wrong, but Cheer Bear, you know, the pink bear?
Yeah.
Cheer Bear says, end quote, my name's Cheer Bear, and if you feel sad, I'll put you in the pink and make you feel real glad.
Whoa.
I kid you not.
Hey, yo!
I kid you not. So...
That's a little, yeah.
Shout out to Debbie
That's
Allen.
A little suggestive.
Debbie Allen wrote that song for real?
I think she did. I think that was Debbie Allen. Look it up. I know she wrote the final song for sure, but I think I think she had a play in damn near every song on that soundtrack.
Again, that was part two, right?
The part two. It says, yeah. "My name is Cheer Bear, and if you feel sad, I will put you in the pink and make you feel real glad." I kid you not. I wish I was making that shit up.
Yeah, boy, I mean, you're gonna give us a pussy.
And you know that thing pink too.
But yeah, boy, I feel good. I got that bad pussy, nigga. Pause. Yo, really quick about that song. What was up with that depressed motherfucker in the middle of the song?
Oh, what he says? My name is Grumpy Bear.
Like he was all offbeat and shit. It just sounded like that nigga was talking.
No, what's it called? The raccoon was when
the
guy.
Yeah, the raccoon. The raccoon.
It was raccoon. What did he say?
My name was that a raccoon?
Yeah, it was a raccoon.
Okay.
He says, "Oh God, I forget his lyrics," but he was so offbeat. That was the Silk the Shocker of the Bears.
Wow.
That motherfucker. Have you ever seen that show Curb Your Enthusiasm? Larry David.
Yeah.
He sounded like Larry David from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
He does.
Like, Ron Hart raccoon.
And then my boy started talking. Ron Hart raccoon. I could solve any problem thinking logically.
That motherfucker just started talking. He wasn't even singing. I was like, God damn.
Yeah, that's
his flying my colors.
So, and the color was pink.
These niggas is out there gangbanging, ain't it?
Yo, wouldn't it be dope if I actually made a beat off of that track?
Don't come to Carolina with that bullshit, cuz.
Flying my colors, cuz.
Oh, I actually watched the Cowboys movie last night. I had to.
And then on top of that, the nigga that was, what's it called? The enemy was wearing a red tracksuit.
Yeah. That dark heart and all that red, cuz.
Dark heart.
Are you crippin'? I like you. I like you. All right, nigga.
Fuck that. Care Bear stare.
Care Bear stare. Crip Bear stare. Yo. That's gonna be my weekend mission to make a damn beat to that song.
What, Flying My Colors?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Think about it. Flying My Colors. We could put YG and Snoop on it.
Mess around and it's gonna be another type of song.
Hey, there we go. That's my shit, man. And that's one thing. Even the soundtrack has the damn ad-libs.
I think they just pulled it straight from the movie.
It says it said music performance by Debbie Allen and Stephen Bishop. I don't know who Stephen Bishop is.
Stephen Bishop is a progressive rock singer, a yacht rock singer at that.
Yeah, what
damn, did we lose Red?
No.
I'm here.
Oh, it sounded like you cut out.
No, I said Debbie Allen and Stephen Bishop did the soundtrack.
Oh, wait. You got the song up, right?
Yeah.
Can you get the Cheer Bears verse? That's my shit. The sunshine bear got the sun on my tummy and a smile on my face. No, it's the second verse. I mean, second. It's right up to the first chorus. I'm proud of
so that everyone can see. Isn't this a perfect way to introduce me? To say that I'm different and special, it's true. Hey. Let's hear. Damn, did I fuck that up?
I think you did.
I don't like the way that bear moaning. Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
I don't like that shit. No, I think it's...
No, that's the first. Wait, hold on, wait. Yeah, that's still the first. That's still the first verse. I'm the wish bear, that's what I do.
You know what's so crazy about Care Bears movie too?
What's that?
It's a prequel.
A word.
It's like a sequel and a prequel because it tells about like their first mission. Remember, all of them was babies.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
right. Keep on going.
No, keep on going.
Reinhardt Raccoon. Reinhardt Raccoon.
Motherfucker, dog. Here's Chair Bear. You can call Chair Bear anytime you're sad. I'll
put you in the bank and make you feel real bad. Wow.
I told you. I'm always feeling blue. That's not one thing, it's another. Oh, what am I to do?
Wow.
Yo, I'm not even gonna lie. That sounds like a Silk the Shocker verse right there.
Good thing it wasn't double, though.
So we're
I'm
like...
the one that manager and character.
But word.
Chill out, Bear. And yeah, I'm blue. And when I feel in trouble, oh, what am I to do?
I'm a Care Bear, and I run with the Care Bear cousins.
Hey yo!
You forgot the sound effect.
What's that?
I'm a carrot. I wrote with a carrot cut.
Ah!
Oh god!
I'm rolling up on Dark Heart with that bullshit.
But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you for listening to the show. Yeah, thank you, Red and Two Gun, for always being gracious co-hosts. Thank you, listeners, for listening. Yeah. Other than that, God bless and good night.
Peace. Yeah, beat.